The Rams are on the hunt for their fourth win in five games, and their next opponent is one they're very familiar with in the Seattle Seahawks. I'm Danny Kleppinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And the Rams really have found success against the Seahawks a lot in the past. In fact, four of the last six meetings have been won by the Rams. The defense has gotten after Russell Wilson, and they need to do that again, make him uncomfortable early, because that's what's led to success in the past.
Yeah, when you hit Russell Wilson, just like when you hit any quarterback, that's when they start to get off a little bit. That's what the Rams have got to do. Russell Wilson has done a really nice job, especially in the last two games, of going down the field and hitting receivers for some long passes. If the Rams can get a good pass rush, keep that gap integrity, and keep him in the pocket so he can't just run around and do all the things we know he's so great at doing, then that's going to give them a good chance to win.
As the defensive front does their job against Wilson, the secondary needs to keep an eye out for Doug Baldwin. He's been a target for Wilson for a long time, and they've got a lot of chemistry.
They really do. You know, Doug Baldwin and Russell Wilson have been together for the last 6 years now, and it really shows in their chemistry on the field. It's going to be important to disrupt that chemistry and that timing. You might see Trumaine Johnson on Doug Baldwin a lot, but Kayvon Webster, if he gets matched up on Baldwin, I think he can do a good job too.
The Rams have the highest scoring offense in the NFL. Gosh, it feels good to say that.
It really does.
They've been spreading the ball around to many different targets. It's been very effective, which they need to continue to do, because Seattle's defense is very, very good.
They're very good. You know what? One of the things that Sean McVay talked about during the week is that Seattle has all pros on all three levels of their defense. You look at their defensive line, they've got guys like Michael Bennett, and then linebackers, Bobby Wagner, one of the best in the league at middle linebacker. In the secondary, you know, you've got that Legion of Boom with Cam Chancellor, with Earl Thomas, and with Richard Sherman. So it's going to be important for Jared Goff to take what the defense is giving him. Make sure you're not trying to force too many things, because the Rams do have a lot of weapons, and with that, a lot of times there's going to be an open guy.
One of those weapons is Todd Gurley. The NFC Player of the Week has been the motor for this offense. The offensive line has done a phenomenal job of giving him some gaps to work with. If he can continue to do that, good things will come.
Absolutely, Danny. You know what? Right now, Todd Gurley leads the league in both touches and touchdowns. He's had the ball 106 times. He's gotten into the end zone 7 times so far in 2017. He's done a good job of getting involved, not just in the run game, but also with the pass game. You saw him catch that 53-yard touchdown last week against Dallas. The more the Rams get Todd Gurley involved, the more good things are going to happen, because there was a reason he was drafted at number 10 overall.
Rams Seahawks, always a good matchup. The Rams will be in their throwback uniforms. I know everyone's excited to see that. Kickoff is Sunday at 1:05. Thanks so much for joining us from the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Enjoy the game.